White, Loma Linda, California, May 17, 1907. Elder J.E. White. Dear son Edson, I sent you recently some fragmentary letters written at Paradise Valley. I am now here at Loma Linda Sanitarium. Twice I have spoken to the students in the chapel, urging all to arouse themselves and make earnest, diligent efforts individually to seek the Lord. At San Diego, I bore a most solemn message to the church. I am working with all the powers of my being to present to our people the necessity of receiving the Holy Spirit. This is the privilege of the church. At His ascension, Christ was highly exalted and given a name that is above every name. With demonstrations of great joy, the angelic host welcomed the Redeemer. Thousands upon thousands gave homage to Him. Cherubim and seraphim joined in joyous worship. Christ was glorified before His Father. His offering had been accepted. The redemption price for a lost race had been fully paid, and it was now possible for humanity, through faith and obedience, to become once more members of the divine family. Before His crucifixion, Christ had spoken to His disciples of the Comforter that should be sent. "It is expedient for you that I go away," He said, "for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on Me; of righteousness, because I go to My Father, and ye see Me no more; of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." John 16, verse 7-13. Again, just before His final departure from the world, Jesus said to His disciples, "Behold, I send the promise of My Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high." Luke 24, verse 49. "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Acts 1, verse 8. "And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight." Verse 9. The succeeding days were spent by the disciples in earnest prayer for the fulfillment of the promise of the Father. Their prayers were heard in heaven. They confessed their sins to God and also made confessions one to another. They placed themselves and all their possessions upon the altar of sacrifice. Earnestly did they search their hearts, that they might put away sin. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2, verse 1-4. Our people should study the second chapter of Acts. Before representatives of all nations gathered in Jerusalem, was manifested the power of the gospel of a risen Savior when preached by men under the influence of the Holy Spirit. The same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Verses 41-43. In the Gospel of Mark, the record is given in the following words: "Afterward He appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen Him after He was risen. And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe: in My name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16, verse 14 to 20. How abundant is the gift to our world of the Holy Spirit! It is beyond the power of language to express the blessings it brings to God's people. If received and appreciated, the Holy Spirit will make us holy, Christ-like. Through its agency, we are united with Christ, partakers of the divine nature. The reception of the Holy Spirit in its fullness is the great need of the church today. Let us pray earnestly that it may soon be realized.